Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. If you are watching, it's going to be a mindfuck. First of all, obviously there's two people here, but like I'm on the other side. Does anyone notice that? This is wild. But we have a repeat guest and a first time guest. Mm-hmm. So Claudia Slewski is here. She has her boyfriend, Phineas.
Hey, thanks for letting me crash a party.
Oh my God. I love it. You wouldn't know how many female friends I have who'll be like, hey, can I just like bring my boyfriend? Usually they stick them in the corner and then I just watch them the whole time being like, oh, is he like listening to me talk dirty stuff? And it's very funny. I think it's a good exercise.
Are they usually off camera or are they on?
Oh, no, they're off camera. So then I just look at my friends being like, are you going to be honest right now? Because they're right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But this is like...
Phineas is just so funny and he gives great advice that I sort of just forced it upon him last night.
No, I love it.
I was like, oh, I have to do this thing at one. Come with me.
That's my favorite thing about having a boyfriend or partner. Be like, oh, I really have to do this thing. Would you like to come? Do you want to come to the DMV with me?
Exactly. Which,
oh, do you know how often I am like, hey, would you like to come and do this? And not really into it, but it's fine.
We recently went to the orthodontist together.
We did, yeah. But for mutual benefit, we both are getting Invisalign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I tried to get one.
And?
It turns out that I have a misaligned jaw that needs surgery. And if I got Invisalign, it'd make it worse. And I was like, oh, okay. But I was really excited.
Before you found out that you had a misaligned
jaw. I really wanted it because my teeth are moving. Mm. And I'm like, that's what's supposed to happen when you're 26. But.
Well, I have this one of my teeth is like farther forward than the others. Mm, and if it never was going to move, I'm not vain enough that bothers me. But I have friends that like are 30 that it's moved.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to be that way at 30.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I fully get that.
Yeah. So
I kind of want to get that jar surgery. Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I did the whole process and they're like, oh, you can't have this. And I was like, what the fuck? Can you give me my copay back?
They're like, we're going to check if you're eligible for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like,
that's right.
It was an audition.
Here's and I
was
my like, money. Fuck this. Do it.
Yeah. I was like, can I have my $75 back? But cool. Okay. So this is an advice podcast. If you guys are new here, also, this is me. It's just me explaining to Phineas. And it's called Don't Blame Me. And you guys call in and you ask us advice. And if you want to call in for an upcoming episode, the phone number is 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. So we're going to listen to voicemails and give some fire ass fucking advice.
Hey, Megan. So I am Melissa and guest. So I am 22 years old. I'm a senior in college. So here's my issue. So I've been like low key chasing this man to like just be friends with benefits for, and I know he's like into me, and I'm like a very like open person, you know, ask me anything, I'll fucking answer it, good, bad, or indifferent. And I told like this girl who introduced us that like, cause she told me he thinks you're so funny and cool and cute and like he's interested in you. And then I was talking to him, he's like, I don't want a girlfriend now. I was like, great, cause I don't want to date someone, have all that relationship shit. Anyway, so then I told her that I think we're gonna be like friends with benefits, but like low key. And she went off on me and told me that, like, if I did that, I was, like, a bad person. She told him, like, not to, like, fuck around with me and all this shit. And I was sitting there going, I don't understand. Like, are you into him? You know? Like, you told me to go after him. And then we started hitting it off. You told us not to. Long story short, this man and I finally had sex last night. He's a great guy. He low-key has, like, a 3.5 orange dick, which isn't bad because he did other stuff, which I feel like that might be TMI, but I listened to your podcast, so I know it's not. And it was great and it was fine. And like, we did it. And like, I think we're planning on meeting up again, like in 2 days. But here's my question. Am I a bad friend for like hooking up with this guy? Like, am I a bitch or is it just, I don't know. Like, why does she care? Anyways, please, I have a sister. Please give me some, like, real talk. You can call me a bitch if I am being one. Yeah, just let me know. Thank you. Love you guys.
You have a sister?
As a sister.
Oh. Okay.
I have
okay.
a sister.
Okay. Like, so it's very obvious the friend is into him. Otherwise, she wouldn't, you know, be as invested. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Or they're just judgy.
Is he worth it? Because it doesn't sound like you want to be in a relationship with him. And
he wants to be in a relationship. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, but she says she doesn't. You chased a friends with benefits, which is not how friends with benefits work.
No, the fact that the whole thing was like, I was chasing this low-key friends with benefit thing. And then the sort of paramount part of the story is that they had intercourse.
Yeah.
That should have been the preempt of this whole thing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And he has a 3.5 orange dick.
He's a cheetah dick. Is vehemently a word? Like, I am hard.
Vehemently.
Yes.
Whatever. I am opposed to friends with benefits with opposed. Small dicks. Like, if you're having a friends with benefits, like, that's a baby arm. Like, this is, like, it needs to be, like, good and great and, like, you don't,
you don't gotta settle, especially if you're not trying to commit to anything.
And you don't chase friends with benefits happens, like, you're drunk at a party, you hook up, and you're like, oh, fuck, well, we'll do it again, we'll be fine, sure, whatever. But, like, it's not.
To be inconsequential.
Yeah, and I think.
Be something that if they won't explode.
And if it's like, chasing it, like, yeah, it can't be controversial. It can't be any sort of drama around it. Mm-hmm. I do think that, like, I'm a person who, like, I will take things that people say at face value. If, like, you're going to tell me that you don't have feelings if I, like, approach you and I'm like, hey, it seems like you actually kind of have feelings. This seems a little odd. And they're like, no, I'm fine. I don't. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Then I'm going to take your word for it because you're not going to be open and honest with me. Like, I don't think it's your responsibility to coddle her and to, like,
you shouldn't take her cues. Someone of lying. If they're telling you something, you should be like, all right, I'm going
to
believe you.
Exactly. Yeah. But I don't think, like, I don't know. It does to me, this just seems like, unless, like, you go to, like, an incredibly small school and, like, you have nobody else. Like,
right.
It seems, like, a little bit inconvenient.
It's a 3.5 orange school.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Orange. An orange building.
It's just.
I have a sister. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
I was like, I have a sister.
Please. I have a sister.
Yeah. as a sister.
Which is
funny. But, yeah. I just think, like, I think if you're enjoying it, like, that's like, I think it's fine. But at the end of the day, like a friends with benefits is supposed to be just adding to your life. It shouldn't add any, it should be just adding positive stuff, not adding drama. So if it's adding too much drama, I say like, find someone else.
This feels like too big of a deal, like a too big of a, you know, stress.
I think if the other person paradigm wasn't a part of this, like your basic rule of thumb for shit like this should just be like that you have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Like if you want something, the other person wants the same thing, that's always cool. But if you want something and the other person is being honest and expressing that they don't want the same thing, you should be respectful of them. And, you know, that's being a decent person. But I think the fact that this is all involved with like a friend of yours is more complex. And either they have an ulterior motive or they're incredibly judgmental and opinionated, and neither of those are like super tight. So you have to have like a more honest conversation about what they are after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also think you have to figure out, you don't chase friends with benefits. So I think there might be a part of you that like could see something potentially more with him and maybe settling for the fact that he's saying like, oh no, I don't want anything serious. Like, oh yeah, no, I don't want anything like serious either. But like, maybe it's like, well, not right now. Like,
right, to keep it cool. Yeah. But then eventually try to.
Exactly.
This is like a devastating call if he's also a listener of your podcast.
Oh God, I am waiting for that day. You should know how many DMs I get of girls who are like, I'm hooking up with this guy and he has a crooked penis. Here's his Instagram for reference. I'm like, is he posting his penis on his Instagram?
You can kind of see it.
You're looking at a dude. Looking at a dude, you're like,
disgusting. I literally, I love them because they give so much information.
Fuck.
So much. And they'll slide into our DMs of being like, hey, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. Will you message him from a Finsta? And I'm like,
oh
for
my
sure.
God.
I got you. We're girls looking out for girls.
Oh my God.
And gays. There's not a lot of straight people listening to straight guys listen to our podcast.
Mostly gays.
It's the girls and gays.
That's why they all feel safe.
But yeah, I just think like I would cut your losses. If I think for me the most successful friends with benefits
is only
I ever
like
had.
3.5-4 inches.
Yeah.
Oh my God. A long loss to
no,
cut.
No, it's a
small
loss. Small
circumcision.
Yeah. It's just snip, 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 snip. So yeah, find an easier friend's benefits. Or agreed. Just let the dick fall in your lap. That's when a dick falls in your lap.
Yeah.
It's not a relationship dick. A friends with benefits dick falls in your lap. Yeah. You don't need to work for a friend's benefit.
No.
It's easy. You wear ugly sweatpants. Like you don't have to look cute. You're just like, yeah, you fucking bounce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My friends with benefits in high school, his ringtone, I gave him a special one and it was Bedrock. So every time it would ring, I'd be like, yeah, I was like, you outside my window right now. Am I going to hop in your car? For sure.
It gets right to the point.
Yeah, it was easy. I wear like SpongeBob sweatpants and I was like, I don't give a shit.
It clocks you in.
Hella easy.
Yep, gotta go. Yeah,
exactly. But best of luck. Should we go on to the next one?
Hey, Megan and Melissa. I'm 23 and I'm currently hooking up with a 29-year-old. Me and him have known each other for about a year. We did a show together a year ago. And during the show, we were definitely like flirting and there was definitely major chemistry between the two of us. And then we went out on a date after the show closed and he ended up actually ghosting me for almost the remainder of the year. And then earlier this year, he reached out and basically explained his side of the story. And I was kind of like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. Yeah, he was really hot. Yeah, he was like a great guy. And I was really interested in him, but like, whatever, not a big deal. But he explained that basically what had happened was his friends basically said that I was too good for him. And he had never had someone like people close to him tell him that someone was too good for him. And so he listened to them, even though he really wanted to be with me. He really wanted to see me. So we've gone out on dates probably 5 times since the start of this year. It's just because both of our schedules are so crazy and hectic that we literally have only gotten to see each other probably once every month. But I did end up sleeping with him. I lost my virginity to him. And I really, really like him. I guess my question is, I want to take things to the next level with him. I want to be kind of in, like, be in a relationship with him and only be seeing him. But I don't know how to go about it because of the fact that we have only been dating. We've only gone on 5 dates. We've hooked up twice. There really isn't on paper that many like times we've gone out, but we've known each other for a year and a half and we are very, very close and we just have similar views on a lot of stuff and just a lot of things in common. But how do I go about, I guess, taking it to the next level for our relationship? Because I really want to, but I don't want to scare him off. I don't really know what to do. Help, please. Also, any sex advice, that'd be fantastic.
No, you don't get any sex advice.
This is too early for sex advice.
The sex is great, but I still have no idea what I'm doing. Thanks. I'd like to hear back. Bye.
Okay, so what is she asking advice on?
On how to nail down a guy who doesn't want to date her. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I think the thing, here's the thing. Okay, just to clarify, his friend said that you were too good for him. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
According to him.
That's a lie.
Do you think maybe they were like, she's too young for you?
You know what? I would agree with thing. I would agree with you, except that they're in the theater community.
Oh my God, you're right.
He definitely might have friends that are like, she's too good for you.
But what does that even mean? Can you imagine saying that about a friend?
You cannot.
The spring musicale is coming up. You must focus.
You can't do this.
Maybe it's the girl from the first call who's being like, no, actually, like, date me instead. I don't buy that line. It's the same time my friend was fed a line that like the guy had a micro penis and he was like, I can't date you anymore. I have a micro penis and you're better than that. And I was like, did you see it? And she was like, no. I was like, he doesn't have one.
No dude has ever admitted to that
if they really do.
Yeah. So I just think that
he's probably packing. He's probably like with his other friend. He's like, yeah, fucking told her I had a micro penis.
Fucking baby arm.
Yeah.
I just think that like this guy wouldn't, you're going to meet his friends eventually. Do you know what I mean? It's just a weird thing that like, to me, this just sounds like I understand that you lost your virginity to him. So I really want to be sensitive to this. To me, it sounds kind of like a line to like hook up with you as a ghoster. You don't ghost someone.
Yeah.
That you
if
have
he's,
feelings
if he's
for.
That much older, he didn't lose his virginity to her.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
And he definitely was doing something else and then came back again as someone who ghosts. I've never ghosted.
Ghost?
Oh yeah. We're this is a ghosting podcast. Yeah. Welcome.
Seems like a liability to have a podcast and ghost.
And ghost? We have a boyfriend now.
But yeah. we're very public about it.
Well, you've had a boyfriend for years. Yeah.
But I did also try to ghost him. But I didn't.
Okay, here's a question.
You don't ghost someone you like, though.
I don't know if you ever ghosted someone and then came back to them.
No.
But yeah, it's like, how serious can he be if he was able to ghost her for so long and then be like, psych, just kidding.
Cause that's not,
what are you up to?
Cause that to me, I'm like, that's not, the only time I would do that is to like hook up with someone again. Like if I ghosted someone,
100%.
It's never like, oh, I'm having all these like regrets. If you ghost, it's because you are like a cut and dry person. Like I know, I don't know.
They're like not worth the time.
It's not
anymore.
Even worth me breaking up or ending it. Like, right. So there's no, that makes no sense to me. And also like, what guy has ever been like, oh, my friend said that she's too good for me, so I'm not going to pursue it.
So I'm going to ghost her.
Like if it's like, oh, she's too good for you, then it's like, oh, but she's into me. I'm going to fucking get that. Like that's, yeah. I just think like if you want to shoot your shot with him, which like it's not personally my thing. I'm like a save face kind of thing. But if you want to shoot your shot and just be like, hey, I really like you. I would like to like be monogamous and be serious. Mm-hmm. You'll get your straight answer from him. But like, there is no advice I can give you to like get this guy to date you.
Yeah. I just also think those are like shit like that. Like as cliche or unappealing as this answer might be, like monogamy, like stuff like that needs to be this thing that it's so clear that you both want.
Oh yeah.
You both need to be like, I think we, you know.
Yeah. But you should like someone because they like you. Like that's
that's my point. I want to be in a relationship with you. I want this to be like a real official thing. And the other person is anything other than like, I completely agree. Yeah. Then you shouldn't do it because they're going to be unhappy that you're, you know,
and you don't,
even if they agree to it, they're going to be unhappy.
And you don't know them as well then. Because I also think like the kind of reciprocated feelings, like you can like have like the pining love for someone, but until someone loves you back, you're like, oh, I didn't know what that was like. Like that was not like, I didn't actually love this person. I think the same thing with feelings. Like you can, someone doesn't have those feelings for you, even if they like settle and like, will be like, okay, I'll try. You shouldn't be able to feel that towards them because like unless it's that you're on the same page, your feelings aren't going to grow because you can see.
I have a sex tip for them.
Oh God. Don't have it.
I do. I have a sex tip for them.
Oh God. Yeah. What is it?
I think communication. I think if she's like two times in, I think just like, and not, I think like really specific communication. I think she should feel able to like articulate exactly what she wants, what she doesn't want, and feel free to ask questions because she's probably less experienced than he is. Mm-hmm. Talk about what she's comfortable, what she's not. I think communication comes into play way later than most people should be talking with each other. That would be my sex tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just like want to know how long you masturbated for the fact that you had sex twice and it was great.
I know.
Like, what? You must be an
early. Maybe he's just really, no, you know, he knows no, what he's doing.
No, still so? A horseback no. riding no. gymnast.
Yeah, she's a soul cycle every day. Like, yeah.
So funny.
That's so strong thighs.
Strong fucking thighs.
I think this, you guys need to have a conversation.
Yeah, I think you have the conversation if you want. I mean, I would also say just like take this as a two-time sex thing. It was fun. Walk away from the situation because like, but I think you probably are going to want some like, we hate the word closure, but like closure. Right. But I think also you should, I am a big believer in you should say your feelings because you want to say them, because you need to say them, not contingent on what someone else is going to say.
Yeah.
So like, I'm never going to tell someone like, oh, I really care about you, but I'm only going to say that if I know you like me too. But it's like, I'm just going to say it. Like, if you feel the same way, it doesn't matter. But like, I think there is no like, quote unquote, scaring someone off. Like if they feel the same, you have to say how you feel the same, if you feel the same. And then if they feel the same way, otherwise you're already so much farther ahead in how you feel. They're not going to catch up. So like say how you're at, where you're at, and either they're there too. But like, if you wait 3 months, I don't think the response is going to change. Like, I just think you have to say it now.
Yeah. And you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. You know? And I think that there's plenty of people that you could date that won't ghost you first. Mm-hmm. And again, as a ghoster, like I tried to ghost Moss, it didn't work, but like, you know,
been on the other side.
Yeah. So I think like, I just think that you deserve someone who like, I don't know what, like wants to be with you the first time around.
Yeah. You know, he's going to prioritize playing Jean Valjean over you anytime. His friends are going to be like, Jasper, she's too good for you. How many, you only get to play Javert once in your life.
And he's like, what if, is he doing the spring musicale? She's and the
Eddie Redmayne
musicale?
To your Amanda Seyfried. He's like, you know,
I also, this, all I'm doing in my head is taking back to the time that I had a crush on a boy in theater. And as I am an adult now, I'm like, he is so gay.
100%.
So gay. Yeah, and I just didn't, but I was like, we were just best friends.
Yeah, I did musical theater and I was in ballet class growing up. Mm-hmm. Fucking sick.
Killed. No, sick. My straight friends who did ballet with me, they were like, I'm crushing. And every girl would be like, no. So I'm like, no, I'm telling you, fucking straight. And they were like, no.
Yeah.
Way. I was his wingman.
I was like a wolf in a fucking like shepherd's outfit. Just like,
yeah. And it's like, you've never pulled so many bitches wearing tights. You're like, how? I am not in the best form and I am getting whatever I want.
I feel it's like amazing. Those tights have to sculpt your muscles and really just show every single. No,
again,
single.
There's only ones. It's like camp goggles.
The only time
I've ever
looked like I had any glutes at all.
Yeah.
They're so tight.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a good time.
Suck you in. Okay. Skims. Like Kim Kardashian.
Yep, me and Kim.
So much in common. So, best of luck. Shoot your shot. And if not, call back in and then we can like give you like heartbreak advice. Oh. I wonder what his name is. Jason?
Jasper. It is.
I think that is a good one.
Quentin.
Oh, you were just, that is the straight guy who I did ballet with.
Really?
Yeah. I think. Or my friend hooked up with a guy who did ballet named Quentin.
Cool.
I went to school with a bunch of kids with weird names.
With that one.
Yeah. Did you grow up in California?
Yes.
Okay. I grew up in California. I was like, weird kid names. You're just like speaking my language.
Oh, yeah. Quentin, you know kids named just like Idaho. On the next one? A lot of Augusts.
Oh, my God. I love that name, August.
It's a great name.
It's my, but wait, were you born in August? Are you an August Leo or July?
He's a July baby.
Oh, my God. You're almost Harry Potter. His is the 31st.
Don't I know it? We just saw the Harry Potter play.
We did.
I don't want to talk about it. I saw that on your
phone. Both parts.
I don't want to talk about it.
Unbelievable.
You tweeted saying like doing something except something and it's, someone thought you were pregnant and I thought you were going to Harry Potter.
And you were right.
You were right. And then I saw it and I was
it's so good.
I don't want to talk about it.
Go see it.
I want
really
to.
Good.
I want to.
You have to.
Both in one day for sure.
Yeah.
Matinee and Sunday. Then the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Megan. So I've been dating my current boyfriend for a year now and he's super great, super sweet and very talented. And he actually just joined a band, so he sings and he plays the guitar. And they have some shows booked in the future. And I've been very supportive of him so far, and I think that's really important for me to do. But one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is girls. He doesn't have a flirty personality, and he hasn't given me a reason not to trust him, but I just know how attractive guys can seem to girls if they have any type of musical talent. And I guess I'm just concerned with girls hitting on him or messaging him over social media, or I guess just trying to pursue him without me knowing or also just in front of me. I have a lot of trust issues, and partially that's because every relationship that I've ever known, someone has ended up cheating on the other person. And I know that this isn't super valid, and it probably shouldn't alter my way of thinking about him or the way that I perceive our relationship. I'm just no women, and I know that sometimes, unfortunately, they're not always super respectful of the girl that's in the relationship with the guy that they may be interested in. And I'm just wondering how to deal with my feelings of jealousy and also if someone's hitting on him in front of me, what I should do. I'm scared mostly, and I also just want to know how to continue to support him and how to respond to that the best I can as his girlfriend. Thanks so much. Love your podcast. Bye.
So
that's so sad.
Wow. It's like so weird. Do you guys like relate to this question at all?
Just a little bit.
No way.
Well, we have a similar setup where, you know, Phineas yes, goes sir. On tour a bunch and I'm not always there.
But you're making beautiful Instagram stories when you are there.
You know what I mean?
They're so good.
They're so good.
And like YouTube videos are like very high quality.
Oh, she's always Thank been you. Like this.
I believe it.
She was better at it than all of us from the beginning. It was like so dumb and annoying. And I was like, I'm fucking done. Like if you watch her early videos, they're not nearly as embarrassing
as
ours.
Yeah, I think she could
That's what
in.
I tell him. He doesn't want to watch my old videos.
Oh, no.
He doesn't care about like the past really. He's all about the present and the future.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, you should watch them. And he was like, do you want me to? I'm like, yeah, oh, my no, editing was fire editing then. It's fire now.
You should see what she could do with iMovie. Like 2012 iMovie.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I feel like she could edit like a movie that she was only involved in the editing of, and it would be the best.
Oh, 100%.
I mean? Such a good editor.
Okay, back to the question.
Yeah.
So I think something to give you peace of mind is, it sounds like your boyfriend is kind of starting out, and from what I've seen just through, well, maybe not, I don't know. Didn't it kind of sound like he's getting into it? They've got a few shows planned. Exactly.
That was so ominous.
And just hearing stories of like Phineas's touring experience, especially in the beginning, like it's not a glamorous thing where you have all of this downtime before and after shows to like talk to fans and whatever.
No.
Like he's probably setting up his own gear. He's like moving things around. Like, can't you attest to that? That like, it's an exhausting thing.
He's starting out, he's like lucky if anyone's coming to the shows.
Right.
Let alone
hot girls.
Girls close hot that girls. Be of your concern.
Yeah. And your age.
True.
And your age and yeah, it is like, you know, mostly he's going to be focused on like doing a good show probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we don't know him, but yeah, a lot of starting out is just like stress and like working your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll probably be pretty preoccupied. And he'll miss you.
Yeah,
if you guys have dated for a long time, he'll just call you all the time.
Like lonely.
Yeah.
That's not like a fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun, but it's not like a rage every
unless
night
your boyfriend is like Bradley Simpson from the Vamps
and he's in a boy band and it's all like single
he's just
guys
like, mate. Right, it's okay for me to say this. Bradley's a friend of mine. I can make fun of him.
I mean I think like you brought up the fact that every relationship you've been in before or relationships that you know of, it's all in like there's been cheating.
It's
and
really
everything
sad.
Yeah.
And that like, and you're saying like you don't want that to influence it, it's going to like
100%.
Like
that's a real shadow bag.
100%. And I think like regardless of him being a like musician or anything, like those feelings of like that's trauma, that's like nervousness and that stuff brought up, that like no matter the relationship, you'd feel like this if you were dating a guy who like worked from home. Like your mind would be able to find that
like
ammo.
Checking his AOL.
Yeah. Like, and I don't think that you need to like, I think you need to cut yourself some like slack in the sense that like this is also like a healing process for you. And then communicate it with him. And it doesn't need to be in like the, oh, you're a rock star kind of way. It can be like, hey, I got cheated on my past relationship and like it fucked me up. Like,
just don't do it. If you're going to do it, just break up with me.
Yeah. And it like really makes me nervous. And here are the things that would really help me to not spiral and to not feel that way. So like before your show, if you could text me, like if you could text me when you're done, if we could FaceTime every night
and
like
FaceTime all the time.
And you have to, and you can schedule that stuff so you don't leave that room in your mind to spiral because it's like, oh, this is a thing that we do. Mm-hmm. And I know this and it's reassuring.
Yep.
And I know that this means that he cares about me.
How do you, I think the probably actuality is that he's like starting out or whatever, but like, how do you, cause I'm not just starting out. How do you have advice for that too?
Cause
you deal with it.
I mean, communication is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, I,
You're feel not like it, jealous, though.
No, I'm not. We're both not jealous people. And also,
what's
we
that
have...
like? I'm kidding.
We just have... we have such a strong foundation. It really starts at just the relationship and the core values and how much you care about each other. Because, I mean, outside of touring, every other situation in life, like, I'm never worried that you would do that. Or, you know, that that you're interested in anyone else. Or if you were, that you would tell me.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
I think, yeah, I mean,
I've never been scared of, you know, you.
But know. I think that's the, that yep. makes the, I think the reason is she's scared is because
it's
of history.
Because of her history.
And I think
yeah.
you need to call her, take that into account that like, this yeah. is someone who's in
Sounds
that
like
same
Sounds like she's scared
situation.
Of that because of that. And because she feels that girls won't respect the idea that he has a,
right.
that he's in a relationship. And I was just like talking about girls. This with my friend James, because we're both in really public relationships. And we were talking about how when you're in a really public relationship, people kind of leave you alone.
Yeah, because they know.
Because they know, especially if you seem incredibly happy. You know, maybe not if you don't, but like if you seem really happy, like I get very few like super thirsty DMs.
Yeah,
because I'm so public about like my relationship with Claudia.
And they could be a fan of that.
Oh
as
yeah, and the
to,
amount of times like outside of a venue, someone will be waiting and they'll say some really nice thing to me, and they'll be like, I tell Claudia I love her. I'm like, fuck, great,
that's sweet.
You know.
Yeah, but I also do think that like there is a. Some people might not respect a relationship, but that's also,
but then
you can't
the
control that.
People.
And that's also like, you could, the only thing that you can control to an extent is your own relationship totally. And like what you can work with that. And like, yeah, there are going to be like terrible bitches. There are going to be like, if there are, they exist, but it's not up to you to like prevent that or to do anything to them or say anything. It's about like making sure that your relationship with your boyfriend is secure enough that like, you feel that happens and like you might, it's okay to feel like shitty and nervous about it, but like
but let
you guys,
him give you his word too.
Yeah.
You know?
But you have to talk to him about it. Like if you just keep you this do. In and like, you don't want to, and
he's,
also
if he's just starting out, he'll be so flattered at the idea of you thinking he's
so
just going to like get girls and cheat on you.
So true.
He'll be like, oh my God.
Like, well, you
think so?
I'm so hot.
So cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. And just, and if you express to him like your history with this stuff, like, and you,
so funny.
Your triggers and all of that kind of stuff. I think like if he's aware of that, he obviously wants to make you feel like good and he doesn't want you to feel that way. Mm. But it's also natural to feel that way. And I think it's also for you figuring out ways that make you feel better and like things that you guys can do, even if it's just like, oh, a text or like a phone call or something scheduled. Mm. So, yeah, you can like feel that comfort even if he's not there at that current moment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And I, everyone I know who like dates guys in bands, they're all, I mean, my friend's band, all of them are married and they're all just like, it's just like the wives raging. And I'm like, okay, well, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'm also like, are you going to have sex on a tour bus?
Like, oh, yes. You
make
so
it work. No, but okay. I mean, yeah, I'm happy for you. But I just mean like with a random. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
no, definitely.
No.
No.
I don't want the first time I have sex with someone to be like on a twin bed.
The second you're packed twin up, you're on to the next city.
It's a single.
There's no time to have a girl hitchhike and no. join the bus. And
I know one girl who I won't
who
out,
around.
But she would like wake up in different cities with like warped tour pants.
Oh, my friend and I refer to those people as warped tour thoughts.
Sure, yeah. Mm.
It's everything I wanted to be when I was a preteen. I was like, I want eyeliner and I want to wear low-rise jeans and I want to be a warped tour thought.
She said it was like the worst. Like she would, you know, she'd wake up and like completely. And often it was like a one-night stand and she'd be like, just in Portland.
And it's not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Well, and then you're like, and then you're done and you like don't maybe want to see each other again. And then you're just like in a completely different zip code.
That sucks.
You're like, how do I get, is there Uber here?
That's the most inconvenient one night stand ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's no, that's, I mean, but I wouldn't have turned Nick Jonas down if he was down.
I don't think he was on Warped Tour.
No, no, but I was convinced, me with my transition lenses, that I was like, he's going to see me in the audience and be like, let's fuck. I'll take my purity ring off for you. It never happened. He's also afraid of me.
I kind of feel like...
Nick is?
When he wrote, him and Olivia Coppo broke up, I made an Instagram caption of mine saying, everyone comment and tell Nick Jonas that he should date me. And then we have some mutual friends and she was like, he thinks you're fucking psycho. And I was like, oh,
Olivia
I thought I was...
Did?
No, Nick thought I was... Because they commented on all of his pictures, date Megan Rinks. And I thought it was funny. And then
I think it's funny.
Exactly. Yeah. So therefore, we're just not compatible because I think that shit's funny.
And if
and
it
he,
wasn't funny to him,
no.
it wasn't meant to be.
And she's like, yeah, you think...
Have you ever seen him laugh crazy? Ever?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't
he's
have a
very,
lot in common.
He's very talented, but I've never seen that man laugh.
I think I'm a Joe girl now. I watched the movie.
I think everybody should be a Joe girl.
Yeah, I know. I think, well, childhood, like Nick was my, it was like the age, like he was my age when I was like
Joe went
a fan.
And did like the most fun band ever.
Oh my God,
as a side project.
So good. Mm. So good. And like Sophie Turner. I'm like, we could all be friends.
Yeah.
So I'm just manifesting that into the universe. We're going to go on a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed, and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child, and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all of those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, Medilift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com.
That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME. Oh, guys. Hey, we're back from our break. Phineas had to leave. It's okay. We forgive him. And now we have Claudia, who is obviously our always original
guest.
This
is where it all started. You know what
Literally.
I mean? Yeah.
From fucking forever ago.
I think you were so the true. First one that we had video with.
We did. Yeah, oh, yeah wow. You were. And yeah. We sat over there.
Yeah, we sat at the table.
This fucking is, forever ago.
This is cozier. I like this.
And it is nice. Should we get to the calls?
Let's do it.
Hey, Megan. This is, I almost said my name. Let's not do that. Hi, I'm 24 years old. I'm living with my boyfriend who is 26. He's a couple years older than me, and he's basically 26 going on 45. So that's just the kind of mindset we're in, but he's still like a 27-year-old guy. We're great. Me and my boyfriend, we have next to no problems. We're not perfect by any means. Like, we have fights like anybody else, but I think that we're really good on a lot of different levels. I think what makes him different, what this makes this relationship different, is that normally we are very good at communicating with each other about how we're feeling about something. If someone has done something that upsets us, which isn't frequent, but we're very good about communication, which is something that is surprising because I'm usually really bad at it. What I'm worried about is that I'm reverting back into that not talking about it and just kind of trying to build a bridge and get over stuff phase. And I don't know why I'm doing it. In the beginning when we moved in, we've been living together for 6 months. There we go. In the beginning, there were the growing pains where we realized like finances had to be a discussion that we had. And we knew how much the other made when we came in, but then we had to discuss, okay, who's in charge of bills and all that stuff. And that was a big conversation that we had to have as a couple. And I think that one, which was supposed to be harder, was easier to be open about it, like how I was feeling. But now with little things like, hey, can you not leave your dishes in the sink for 4 days? Or hey, can you not strip in the doorway of the living room and then just walk around the house naked? That would be nice. Like, I just have an issue with he leaves the clothes in the door. But the main thing is lately he's been scheduling things without me knowing about it. And then when I bring up, hey, we can't do that at that time, I'm busy, he just doesn't cancel the thing and like expects me to be able to accommodate it. For example, I'm on my way to our house right now because when I told him, hey, we cannot have the cable people come in and install cable that day because I'm working and you're working, so we need to reschedule that. Told him this a week ago. He never rescheduled it and then told me today, hey, I got it moved to 4:00 if that's okay. No, it's not, but sure, I'll leave work early. And it's stuff like that, that I just feel like I don't know how to assert myself with those kind of things, but I'm able to assert myself with bigger things. So what should I do?
She
got cut off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She reached her 3-minute threshold.
Right. Well, it really sounds like there are a lot of, because I was going to give an answer towards like the emotional part of things is like the way that Phineas and I try to handle, you know, conflict and resolution and everything is just approaching it in a way of like, this made me feel this way.
Yeah.
Instead of sort of targeting at like them you and did being this. Like, yeah, what you did was so rude, so mean, whatever. You're this, you're that. Just coming
from. My therapist
from,
would love that. That's like her favorite thing.
It is a very healthy way mm-hmm. of approaching yeah, conflict is just being like, when that was said, it made me feel unheard or small yeah. or whatever. So I always like recommend that for sort of emotional stuff. But it sounds like there are a lot of, yeah, like schedule conflicts mm-hmm. and things that like you have to be teammates for that.
Yeah.
You are living under one roof. Like those needs and all of those conversations need to be met and understood. What would you say, Em?
I mean, to me, I have a thing about but boyfriends who come from families of two brothers and then mm-hmm. being the younger brother. And that's my assumption of this guy. I just think that like, this just to me is, it's not like malicious. It's just, he doesn't know. Like, right. I don't know if he had a parent who kind of took care of stuff
yeah.
or if his parents, this was kind of the relationship they had where like, mm-hmm. he'd like take the garbage. Like, not saying that he's not doing that, but like, he'll do like the right. schedule stuff, but it's like, oh, but you'll be there.
Right.
And maybe in your relationship earlier on, like, I don't, there are some, and I say this, so my best friend is like an extremely, Sydney, hi, shout out Sydney. She's an extremely accommodating person. And mm-hmm. it is like the greatest thing about her. And also one of the worst things about her is because like, she will, nothing is too big and not, like that she'll do
it probably
anything.
Brings her a lot of stress.
Yeah. But like, mm-hmm. if you need her, she is like the most dependable person ever. Like she mm-hmm. never flakes on plans, anything like that. But at the same time, like it's, she's a, like people will take advantage of that. And then yep. it's not like, oh, if for me, if I'm like, wow, you're so accommodating, I'm going to be accommodating to you because mm-hmm. you did this for me in this time that I needed you. Mm-hmm. But some people will take advantage of that. And I don't know if that precedent has kind of been set that like, if it were, I would say in regards to like the cable and stuff, and it's really fucking hard. Again, you're moving with Phineas. I live mm-hmm. with Mots. It's really hard when it's like, you both benefit from it. Cause like, it's hard just to put your foot down. Cause you're like, well, I want to get it done.
I wanted to. Totally.
Like, so like, I'm just gonna, I would say like the biggest thing I've learned, and we've lived together for 3 years. Three and a half years. We moved together really early. Mm-hmm. But it's a relationship's not always going to be 50-50. Sometimes it's going to be 80-20. Sometimes it's going to be 100% zero. Sometimes right. it's like 40-60. Mm-hmm. Me naming all the math I know how to do. so like there isn't, it's going to be an ebb and flow sort of thing.
It's case by case.
And there's also a learning curve of you're going to have to tell him to pick up his clothes. Yeah. And like eventually he's going to start doing it. But like you're going to have to keep doing this for a while. Maybe yeah. like he's lived with guy roommates before. He lived with like a parent who picked up after him. Like,
and here's the thing too, is like him leaving his clothes in the doorway, whatever, like that must be frustrating. So frustrating to pick it up. Yeah. And it's bringing you so much stress that it probably seems so dramatic to like confront him about it, but he's not even thinking twice mm-hmm. about it. He's like, oh, this bothers you. It could totally be that situation yeah. where it feels like, you know, it's gonna.
And if he's comfortable living in more of a mess than you are. And right. also if it gets to a breaking point for you where it's like, fine, I'll just pick it up. Don't like it's yeah. setting a precedent of being like, you're going to leave your shit here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it out here. And eventually, because for him, he's reaping the benefits of like, oh, I'm going to leave my stuff here. And then like, but the house still looks clean and nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you leave that shit, then it's like, oh my God, no, I'm gonna fucking do this. And yeah. So Mott's chore, he does the dishes. Mm. And there are times where there's so many dishes and I'm like, I want to do them so bad because they're so fucking messy. But I'm like, no, I'm going to leave them. And it's an eyesore. And then he's going to eventually do them.
Right.
But I think like, women tend to be a little bit more considerate, especially. And like, if you've like lived with girls before as roommates, like we can be conniving behind each other's backs, but like tend to be a lot more like considerate of that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So I think like this is going to suck, but it's also not going to suck forever. Like there yeah. is a learning curve with living with someone, but you just have to stand your ground and say that. And like the next time he schedules something for you where you can't do it, you can't. Even if you can make it work and it's going to make your life a lot harder, say no. You're yeah. like, I can't do it. I yeah. really can't do it.
I totally think with the cable thing, it could have kind of been a lesson for you yeah. to be like, I'm at work. I let you know a mm-hmm. week ago that this wouldn't work. So it looks like we're just going to have to reschedule it.
Cause he could have left work the same way that you're being accommodating. Yeah. He can also be accommodating that way. And he's yeah. not, which isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, no, I have other priorities. And I think like it, sometimes it's like not about getting the job done the fastest. It's yeah. about, no, I'm going to make a point. It's like it's going to be a lesson
yeah.
and it's going to be figuring that stuff out. But it's a constant reminder and like, just know that it's not malicious. Like there mm-hmm. are times like we had to get our dishwasher reinstalled and Mott scheduled it for time. He was like, I'm like, and he told me like the day before and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, it's like 3. And I was like, I'm not going to be home. And he was like, what? Like, can you switch it? And I was like, no, I can't fucking switch it at all. I was like, oh shit. Okay. Well, okay. I can't leave work early. So let me call and figure it out.
Right.
There's so many more options. Yeah. And like, if you being accommodating doesn't, just take that off the table for yeah. a while. And yeah. like maybe later on in the relationship, you can bring that back and be like, okay, well, no, I'll do it. Cause it'll make it easier for the both of us. But there's until like you guys get into like that nice, good groove.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think moving in together is when you have those hard conversations.
Yeah. And I think like, if you keep doing these things and you make him feel comfy, yeah, he's not gonna change mm-hmm. anything about how, you know,
yeah.
the way he works and how we, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
and he also doesn't sound like the friend who was like in charge of stuff yeah. if he lived with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is just figuring it out and it's going to feel like awkward and uncomfortable. And like, And like, yeah, it's just a lot of consideration. Like I was always the one who bought groceries every single time because I would grocery shop when Moss was at work because like, I don't want to grocery shop like on like a Friday night.
Nope.
And so I was like, oh, I'll just go Tuesday. But it became, I was like, why am I behind for all the groceries?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, actually. And he was like, oh, I didn't even realize that you're doing that. I was like, oh, you just thought like food appeared in the fridge. And he was like, I don't know why I didn't think about it. And I was like, oh, okay. So like in my mind, I was like annoyed with him for taking mm-hmm. advantage, but he was like, oh, I didn't even think about it. He's like, why don't we just go like Saturday, like Sunday mornings, every mm-hmm. morning. And I was like, okay, sure. That was easy. We'll just go every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That makes it easy. Mm-hmm. And, but it's, you have to have those conversations because so much of the time it's not intentional.
Totally.
But yeah.
And if nothing's being said, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. And it's hard. I think like the first couple months of living with someone, like it tests your relationship.
Step. Huge, huge change.
And you can think like, oh, we basically live together. But mm-hmm. no, until like you have a shared set of keys, you each have your own key mm-hmm. and your stuff is there. And that is where you come if you like want to come home from work to take a poop and it's that place. Like that's not, you don't live together until it's that. And
seriously.
Then, yeah, it's an uphill battle and you'll figure out if it works or not, but best of luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
I hope your cable gets installed.
I know.
Also like TaskRabbit, or have you paid a friend? I used to pay my friend who like, when she was like fresh out of college and didn't have a job.
You're like, can you house sit for these people to come in, open the door for them?
That's all the time. Easy every done. Time. Cause I had no time to do it back when I like was relevant. And I would be like, yo, so can I give you like $50 if you just like stay here while the like internet gets installed? And she's like, sure. But that was the one that she was like, it was rough. Cause there was no cable internet. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I just sat there and I forgot to bring a book. And I was like, you just sat there so for funny. Hours. But yeah. Best of luck. I hope your place is cute. I hope you like it. I hope it goes better. Mm. Should we go on to the next one?
Hi, Megan, Melissa, possible guest. I love your podcast, so I'll just go ahead and hop right into it. So back at the beginning of this year, I want to say around March, I ended my relationship of almost 6 years. I'm almost 23, so we were high school sweethearts. And I mean, it sucked, but I've moved on since. I'm with someone. I'm happy. He's great. But my problem is that I got a text from one of my best friends the other day, who we used to go on double dates with. I've been her friend for 8 years. And she said that he is now talking to one of her friends. And I want him to be happy. I want him to move on. Like, I have no ill will towards him. But this is a girl that I know personally. And I even opened up to her after I had ended my relationship about, like, how I was dealing with it, things like that. So I just feel like that's kind of against girl code, you know? And my friend is very, like, playing both sides. She's known this girl for less than a year. Like, they're not super close. And, like, I understand not wanting to put yourself in the middle of it, but she is very much like, yeah, well, like, follow your heart. Like, if those are your feelings, like, go for it. And I just feel like that's kind of messed up because I'm the only person he's ever been with and the only relationship he's ever been in. So for the first person that he's like about to hop into a relationship with, having it be someone that I know in my social circle, I'm just like deeply hurt by that. And I feel like I don't know this girl well enough to reach out to her directly, but then I also feel like it's just kind of crossing a boundary. So I don't really know what to do in this situation. I don't know how to handle my friend. I don't really want to say anything to him because like, we don't talk anymore. Like, I don't have any hard feelings towards him. It's more so like this girl and the way my friend is handling it. So if you could just give me your opinion, that would be great. Thanks so much. Love you guys. Bye.
Oi, oi, oi. Okay, wait. So the girl that's now talking to her ex, she was saying they're not close enough for her to reach out to her.
Yeah. No,
they're not friends.
But it's her close friend is like the mediator.
Okay.
Who told her. First of all, that girl is the one who's at fault here. You shouldn't even know this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think. No, I think that like if you and I think if a relationship is so important that you should know when that person moves on, it should only be from the person who's in that relationship. Like, should be your ex.
Right.
Like, I think if it's if you wouldn't call him and tell him, hey, I'm in a new relationship, I don't think like to me your friend's starting shit. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Your friend doesn't need to like, unless it's like a heads up of being like, hey, saw something on Instagram, like but not like, hey, by the way, like, I told her to shoot her shot.
Happening.
That sounds like a shite friend.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
That's tough. That just sucks because you guys dated for so long. And when you call it quits, like, that really means you're going your own separate ways. And it sucks that he's in a situation where now you're hearing about it and you're trying to move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it kind of loops you back into this when you're like trying to not.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer too. Why is the friend getting so tangled into this? You know what I mean?
That's what I want to know, because it's also, we say this all the time, but like when you're going through a breakup, like our advice is always like sever ties, like whether if it's like temporary of being like, hey, I can't have any mutual friends with this person. I don't want to hear about them. Like I need to, it's not asking a friend to pick sides. And like, I've had that before where like I've been friends with couples who've broken up and I'm not picking sides. And like ultimately, but I'm like, whoever is hurt in the situation, whoever needs me, I'm going to be there for you. Yeah. Like if someone else is like, fine, like, you know what? Like, I love you. We're still friends, but like you understand, cause you cared about this person. Like I need to make this person my priority because they need me. And I think like, I don't know if you like came off as like, oh, I'm like, fine, this is all great. But like, I think there is a thing. I don't know. I do kind of agree with a girl code sort of thing. And not even in like a, oh, it's not okay for this other girl to date him, because like you really can't control that. But like friendship wise,
she's not your friend.
She's not your friend. And even if it's like a, they were in the same friend circle and like you knew her, that's the thing that sucks about dating someone that you're friends with and you're intertwined in your friend circle. Yep. Like it's pretty likely that they're going to end up dating someone else.
You know,
because that's how they dated you. And like you also might date someone in your same similar friend circle. But when breaking up with someone, then it's about, don't put yourself back in that circle, because this hurts right now. And like, if it still hurts right now, it means like, oh, okay, I overestimated what I could handle and I need to take myself out of the situation. And if that means that like, if your friend wants to like play both sides and like not create drama, then be like, okay, cool, I love you, but like, I'm not ready for that right now. So like, we're going to have to take our friendship on the back burner until I'm ready for it. Because like, it's, it's, there is no reason that you should have to deal with that as like, and like my, and like I've had like a good friend who, and like I've gone through a breakup or whatever. And if they were like my high school boyfriend and I, we were in like the same friend group. My female friends, like my best friends, like did not speak to him, like did not look at him, like nothing, like they would never. And then I had friends, my, one of my friends, like friend group friends, she went to prom with him and I was like, okay, cool. Got and I was like, so I have this two, like this difference of like, we can all be friends, but there are people who are like in my corner, even if it's mutual, versus like someone who's going to kind of go both ways. And I just don't think, if this is the first time she's doing it, I don't think it'll be the last time that she's going to do something like this. Doesn't make her a bad person. It just might mean that like, she's not all there for you.
Or just not self-aware and realizing how her actions are affecting you.
She probably hasn't had a ton of relationship experience.
She's probably like, hey, like thinking that she's doing the right thing and giving you a heads up, but she's just making it worse. So she should, you should just be clear with her. Like, hey, I can't handle this. So don't tell me anything.
And then whatever other mutual friends you guys have, like I would focus on not those friends and like until it isn't awkward and painful. And like, as much as it does suck, like, you can't control who he dates and all of that. But I don't think that the people that you confide in relationship wise, you're really close to, should be the ones encouraging them to like date someone else.
You don't need to put yourself in that position.
No.
You know, knowing that he's going to be brought up or that they're still talking to him and all that. Like, you're just kind of asking for trouble.
And it doesn't make you like not a cool girl. Like you don't like, it's not, it means that you had like a serious 6-year relationship. And I also think if the tables were reversed, he probably wouldn't want to hear about you with this at all either. And so I think like just being really clear, and then if you have friend, and if your friend is kind of just like, well, I like, I don't know, I really am friends with both of you guys and that'd be really hard. And it's like, okay, cool. Then like, let's wait it out for a bit. And like, we're not going to be as close until like, I'm ready to do that. And like, be okay with that kind of stuff. Cause you should be able to like talk shit with your friends and know it's not going to get back to like your ex.
Totally. And this stuff is all very like, it's of course, case by case, it depends, but it's not a going to be a forever thing. Life is so long and these different relationships that feel so, you know, they go in seasons. And so there can be a point where it's like, okay, I'm cool now. We're cool. You know, but I think give yourself that time and give yourself that space.
Yeah. If you don't fully get over it, it's going to take, I was the epitome of like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then I'm like 3 years later, I'm like, why am I still
It's like spraining your ankle and continuing to walk on it rather than like letting it heal.
I hate sprained ankles. How old did she say she was, by the way?
23.
Cause I would say also this incestuous sort of thing dies down in your mid 20s because like I fully, like I could not find, I had so many Eskimo sisters.
Yeah.
Totally.
In high school, and then like same thing, college, that kind of stuff. And like you guys are fresh out of college. So I think like you're not going to have to face this like more in life. No. And like it's not, it becomes like integrating like your partner's friends with your friends and your friends' partners with their friends. Like it's not something that's going to like be a forever. So like it's kind of just like, wow, this is a shitty thing that's happening now. But like I highly, highly doubt it's going to be like that. And then also if you are just have this one incestuous friend group, maybe this is also a good time to like expand and branch out and like find a hobby and meet new people.
Totally.
Because this is a little, it's a little high school-y. Yeah. Not in like a bad way. It's just I'd feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
It's just like too much.
I agree.
Yeah. Plus you hook up with so many ugly people when your friend groups are incestuous.
That's so true because you have smaller options.
Yes.
And you're like, well, he's funny.
And he's made out with all of your friends. And you're like, I guess I'll
Well, they all did it.
And you're like, you're not hot. Like, why am I doing this?
This is the way I should be approaching
my entire high school life. I was like, hi. Like,
that
I
was just, also like YouTube culture back in the day. That was high school on its own.
When you were on Grace's podcast talking about like YouTube and like playlist and like you and Rebecca and I literally was like I was taken right back.
Yeah,
I could smell our underage drunk breath.
I know.
And I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, it was so funny.
We all go through it.
We do. College, I mean, I personally didn't in YouTube world. But no. Remember, I'm always the wing woman.
Mm.
I'm always the so and so.
You were the smarter one.
Yeah, but also
dating the drug dealers.
No, I dropped out of college.
No.
I wasn't dating any drug dealers at that point. No, but I think I was also like, I don't know. I'm very crude and I hate the whole like, oh, one of the guys things. But like first, I'm not the kind of girl that guys immediately are like, oh, I'm into you. I'm the kind of girl. They're like, yo, let's talk about like farting and like this other chick I want to bang. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Fucking tell me.
Right.
So I was always that. So you'd be like, hey, Claudia's hot. I'm like, I know. Want her number? That's true. Okay. So now time for
Don't Blame Them.
So this is when a listener will call in with their own advice from like a previous episode. So if they listened and they were like, oh, I relate to that. I can give some like personal advice. So they'll give their own personal advice.
I love that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm just calling back from responding back to that caller who was on the most recent episode with Lisa Schwartz, the girl who's saying that his her fiance is a nurse, and there's that 55-year-old lady. I am going to be graduating from nursing school in about 2 weeks, so I kind of know how nurses act on nursing floors. And I'm just going to say that nursing is very team-oriented. I see this all the time where nurses will be buying other nurses lunch, or they'll all get together and they'll order lunch, or one of them will go down and bring up lunch for everyone on the floor. So that, I wouldn't say that's weird. I would say it is weird that, you know, she was, like, touching him a lot. But also, there's a lot of older nurses that are just that way. And a lot of times, nurses work together to complete tasks. So it'd be kind of bad if you weren't, like, friendly or something. But, yeah, that's just my take on it, especially on night shift where you're kind of a little bit shorter staffed and you kind of need that extra help. But, yeah, I guess that's just my take from a nurse's point of view. I would just have a talk with him and say, like, hey, like, I know that you guys all work together as a team, but I just think it's weird that, you know, she's just always all over you. I think that could be something. I get why he wouldn't say anything or speak up, because, again, you don't want to have beef with one other nurse and all of a sudden that nurse goes and tells everyone on the whole floor, like, oh, this guy said this to me or blah, 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 and kind of ruin that teamwork they have. But, yeah, I would just have a conversation with him, but it is not that weird for a nurse to be buying another nurse lunch. It is weird that she's kind of touching him, but it is more of like a mentor and mentee kind of thing, especially if he's like a newer nurse. Like, even for 3 years, that's still considered a beginner nurse. So, yeah, that's just it. Thank you, bye.
I mean, blanket statement, non-consensual touching, regardless of like, oh, well, that's not just okay. Kind of, no. Like, I don't want to like shit on your callback advice, because like, I don't know.
It's just a different perspective.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's kind of confirming that, like, yes, a lot of nurses are like this.
Yeah, but I think it can happen with any job where you're working late, mm-hmm. or any job where you're working on a team.
Where people can take advantage of their position.
Exactly.
You know, and be like, we are, you know, nurturing. Mm-hmm. This is just me extending a hand. Yeah. Like, yeah, totally taking advantage of like the atmosphere and the environment.
Because I think teamwork and working together as a team is so like different than like when bosses, as opposed to like a boss be like, you're a team. And then it goes into, we're a family. Saying, if you go to work and say like, we're a family, that's not okay. Because like, that's like, oh, we're the same. You need to give me a kidney. Yeah, if I'm
that
dying.
All of a sudden like puts you on a whole different.
Yeah, bar. It's taking it, like you said, it's taking advantage of like this system that's already set up of like teamwork and working together. Like, that's a great thing. But like, if that pushes too far, even if it is like a normal thing, it's just like consenting to it. It's like, if that's something that makes you uncomfortable and makes your partner feel uncomfortable, I think that's allowed and okay. And I also think like, I don't know. I mean, I think like regardless if it's like indoctrinated into being like, oh, this is just kind of how people are. Mm-hmm. People were racist. Like, you got to say something. Like, right. I think there's a level of like understanding and learning, and like we're learning. I mean, not to bring it to like Me Too movement stuff, but like there's so much stuff that like people were like, oh, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. And like, again, I keep talking about Nikki Glaser's special. It's so funny. It's on YouTube. It's on Netflix. And she has one thing about like her guy friends who are like, what do you mean? So I can't like hug my like coworkers. And she's like, no, you never should have hugged your coworkers. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things that it's like, okay, learning that now, like that's allowed and okay.
What advice did you give?
I mean,
how he should handle.
I think I said that she was going to like body snatch and like murder you and kill her. And I was change your locks and doors. I think there's a level of, I don't know. There can be this whole thing of like feeling threatened versus feeling uncomfortable. And especially when it comes to like like a cis heterosexual man and a cis heterosexual woman, and then him having relationship, whether it's friendship, work relationship with another like cis heterosexual woman. Mm-hmm. And then like, if she's not hot, quote unquote, or pretty, quote unquote, you're not allowed to feel threatened, and you right. can only feel threatened, not uncomfortable. And like, right. they're not mutually exclusive. Like there can be mm-hmm. things of being like, that makes me feel uneasy and like weird and uncomfortable. And like, it's not, and that's what she was saying in the call originally, that she was totally. Like, I mean, I'm not like thinking that like my boyfriend thinks she's hot, but right. there's like a respect level. Mm. And I think it's hard to bring that up with like partners because it's like, what, are you jealous? And it's like, no, it's right. just like weird. And why? And yeah, like, what's the point of yeah. that?
And it's not like she doesn't trust him.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It's just sort of like, this makes me so uncomfortable mm-hmm. hearing this.
Yeah. And it's also not, it's not a thing that has to happen to get your job done.
Yeah.
Like it's just yeah. like, and I understand when people are, and I think what we had said to her originally was like, either he needs to have a conversation with her and put his foot down and like have this change, yeah. or he mm-hmm. needs to not talk to you about it. Cause that's the whole right. thing. It's like, she's not necessarily seeing it. Mm. He's telling her about all of that stuff.
I wonder how much it disturbs him enough to tell his fiance exactly. versus doing something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, you obviously feel a little weird about it because you're confiding. Even if it's like, yeah. oh, how funny is this? It's like, right. well, like, I think it makes you feel a little uneasy. And like, totally. That's why you want to express that.
Right.
But I think like, I also think that like what this caller is describing as like a professional teamwork environment, mm-hmm. none of the issues that the boyfriend would have with his coworker, they still align with that. It's not like, oh, I don't want to work on a team with you. It's like, right. these are things that are like you said, like it's just pushing too far.
Right. She's buying him presents.
Yeah. And if I think like, if she got upset of you talking about it, it's like, that is clear that she's got romantic and yeah. inappropriate feelings for him because yeah. it's not, he's just saying like, hey, I could do my job better if like there wasn't this like intimate personal relationship.
Also, what a distraction.
I know. So I think I mentioned that I was like, she's going to let someone, she's going to turn off life support accidentally. Like, she's going to be too obsessed with her little child.
I did not say
that. Oh, I thought that in my head. That happened at like my hometown hospital. Someone turned off the life support because it was too noisy. Mm-hmm. But also they were so understaffed. She'd worked for like 72 hours straight. And I was like, that is so sad. And I think they tried to sue her. And it was like, yeah, it was a very like, I was like,
they
oh my God.
They should sue the hospital, wow. yeah. not her.
Yeah. Poor woman.
That's insane.
And poor person. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
So dark.
I mean, this all sounds destructive and it doesn't sound like it can be justified.
Yeah, no. You know? And also like some, and like as a feminist, some girls suck and like not all the time mm-hmm. and not in every way in every relationship, but like.
You know what I wonder? I wonder, because that woman, she was around 45, yeah. let's say. I wonder what she's lacking in her love life oh, yeah. or her personal life where, you know, she suddenly is romanticizing mm-hmm. this 20-something guy who works at the same place she yeah. does every single day. It's probably such a fantasy for her.
Yeah.
And that blows.
I know.
Because and she's got so much of her yeah. own, probably.
And it's also like, that reminds me of like guys who go to bars and like fall in love with bartenders. I'm like, right. so someone's giving you like doing their job and like giving you like yeah. just the attention that they have to. And you're like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And that's like with her. I'm like, oh my God, you're reading him doing his, like being good at his job as like a romantic, intimate mm-hmm. sort of thing.
And it's probably because he's probably one of the only males that are there.
Yeah. Totally. And there's something, there's a level of like, there's a 20-year age gap. She yeah. could be his mom's age. He probably sees her as that and is like being polite and nice. And she's totally. Not seeing him as her son.
Totally,
and so
totally.
She's like, oh, it's romantic. And he's like, well, I don't want to call her out. It's like calling out he's my like, Aunt Susan.
I have to see you every day and work yeah. with you. I'm not going to like piss you mm-hmm. off and suddenly cause even more drama yeah. or even more tension.
But yeah, I just mm-hmm. think, yeah. It weirds me out. I told Moz about this call. I was like, isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah, that sucks.
Right?
Yeah.
I would key her car probably. But I'm crazy. At least Phineas isn't here to hear me say that. He's like, okay, she's crazy.
Oh my God. I wish he was still here to hear his two cents on this one.
That's funny.
I feel like he would have said something good.
I love it. He's a funny guy.
He's so funny.
It's so nice.
I know. It's great.
Not that I didn't expect him to be funny.
Right.
But I just know you guys are like cringy and cute. I just didn't know that like... I don't know. Do you mean like yeah. I didn't know the humor? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh no, no.
I know you're funny, but I didn't know he was funny.
And yeah.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that for you.
We're so like soft and sweet on the outside.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that how we? I mean, I was gonna say, isn't that how we all are? I'm like, no, not Mm-mm. me at all. Mm-hmm. I am not soft and sweet on the outside at all. All I ever wanted was to be delicate, and I am not delicate.
I'm like the opposite on the outside. I'm oh, yeah. so delicate. And
on the inside, you're like, nah, fucking delicate. Can toss her around. plug your shit. I mean, everyone knows who you are, but like, plug your shit.
Okay. My name's Claudia Salewski. Just type in Claudia S. It's such a long name.
Yeah.
My collaboration with Nordstrom is still available to shop. It's online.
I saw the thing. I saw a what's
you saw
it called?
One of the IRL. In-store displays.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Oh, thank you.
I tried to take a picture, but it was blurry, and I didn't post it. But I was, Mots was like, "We gotta go," and I was like,
"Yeah, that was fun. That was cute." So that's still going on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, you
fabulous
know,
YouTube videos.
Thank you.
Fabulous
thank
Instagram
you.
Stories.
Yeah, I get real nerdy with the editing and stuff.
Yeah, no,
I
you've always it. Been. It's very good.
Yeah,
you're the person that I'm like, okay, she's better at this. I'm gonna quit in a good way, though. I'm like. You have this.
I have such a love-hate relationship because it just takes so many hours and mm-hmm. I could never get like an editor to do it for me because I'm so specific and stuff. It's my team's like, so the day that you get an editor, I'm like, that's not going to happen, but okay.
No, my friend Lily is like that. She's very so conflicting. Good, but she's like, I couldn't teach anyone. I just need to clone me.
Yeah.
I was like, get one of those sex dolls, clone it, and then it'd be like, edit for me. Oof. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's But you know what? I'm still hanging on there, you know.
You're doing good. Yeah. I really enjoy your videos.
Content.
Yeah. And if you guys want to call for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, record an audio message on your phone and then email it to us at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram, Dump on Meme Pod. All of our socials will be listed down below, as well as our website where you can figure out where to listen/watch this episode. And we'll see you guys next time. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Camera operator Amanda Lechner. And music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso. Part of the HerPod Network.